program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, and from Mary Lee Taylor's friendly kitchen, the time-saving recipe of the week. You want to give your family the most delicious, most nourishing food you can possibly give them. Isn't that right? And you can do this and still have a little more time for yourself if you'll use Mary Lee Taylor's 16-page book of time-saving recipes. This book is just a few weeks old, and if you don't have it, send for it today, sure. Just address your request to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri, and ask for time-saving recipes. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. Today's story about Jim and Sally Carter might have been just like any other day in their life, except that Sally just happened to say,
Jim, now that we'll soon be a family, don't you think we ought to start going to church again?
And scarcely a week later, Jim said,
Sally, that minister darn near beat the daylights out of me.
We'll hear what happened that fateful week in just a minute. And after the story, I have a grand time-saving recipe for you. A brand new idea. Spaghetti with dried beef sauce, and it's delicious. I'll also tell you about a wonderful meal that's planned around spaghetti with dried beef sauce. A complete meal for four people, which can be prepared for less than $2.
Money-saving Mary Lee, we call her. And, of course, she always uses money-saving Pet Milk. And did you know that Pet Milk, always an inexpensive form of good whole milk, now costs even less? Yes, Pet Milk is one of the biggest bargains you can find in your grocery store. Not just because it costs so little, but because it gives you so much. But of course you know that Pet Milk is good, sweet, whole milk concentrated to double richness, and that it gives you actually a little more than twice the nourishing food substances that you get in ordinary bottled milk. We'll put double-rich Pet Milk aside for a little while now and find out what's happening to Jim and Sally Carter.
Work hard all week, you like to rest on Sunday. Perhaps, like Jim Carter, you like to sleep late. There's a luxury in Sunday morning bed which can be enjoyed no matter how little money you have. Jim would be blissfully snoring right now if it weren't for one slight annoyance.
Oh, those bells.
What's wrong with them? I think they're pretty.
Not when you want to sleep.
Oh. You old grouch, you. Begrudging the church its bells on Sunday.
Oh, I don't begrudge them. I only wish they'd tone them down a little.
Oh, Pooh. Anyway, I've been thinking, Jim. Why don't we start going to church again?
Oh, you go if you want to. I'm sleepy.
I didn't mean right now, darling. Next Sunday. We've missed going for such a long time. And with the baby coming, well, we'll be a family. I've always thought church was an important part of family life.
Sure, Sally, sure. Ask me again when the baby gets old enough to go.
I sort of thought we owed it to ourselves, too.
Not me. I owe myself some sleep. I'd be paying me off right now if it weren't for those bells.
Oh, Jim, stop kidding. I mean it.
So do I. I try to be a good Christian all week long. Does it make me a sinner because I want to rest on Sunday?
No, of course not, but there's more to church than that, Jim. I always come out of a church service feeling refreshed.
Well, there's plenty of refreshment built into this mattress, too. Oh, Sally, I'll go to church with you one of these days when I'm not so sleepy.
So Jim went back to sleep, and Sunday went by with no further mention of church. As a matter of fact, it was Jim who brought the subject up again as he kissed Sally goodbye the next morning at the doorway of their apartment.
Careful of your bear hugs, Tarzan.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I guess I don't know my own strength this morning.
Oh, Mama's little world beater.
Why not? I feel like a million bucks.
And let me remind you, young lady, I wouldn't feel so wonderful if I hadn't had my rest yesterday.
You could be. Anyway, we'll just consider that subject closed. If you don't want to go to church, darling, you certainly don't have to.
Duck, Sally, the house is coming down.
Miss Butter, Miss Butter.
Oh, were you mad at those stairs, Bud? Or just testing to see how strong they are?
Mad? Oh, I get it. No, I ain't mad, Miss Carter. Just in a hurry, that's all.
Which reminds me, there'll be a certain boss with blood in his eye if I don't get a hustle on.
Goodbye, baby. See you tonight.
Go on, Bud. Bye,
darling. Bye, Miss Carter. I better be going too, Miss Carter. I gotta leave these box and trunks off at the store on my way to school.
Oh, is that what you have in the box?
Yeah. Ma says they're too big. I keep telling her they ain't. Now, if you pin them up a little. But she says I gotta take them back anyway.
Well, you'll be better off with a pair of the right size.
But they don't have my size. They're expecting them, but gee whiz. I wanted to show them to the gang down at the boys' club tonight. Ma just don't understand how important it is.
Hmm. Look, Spud, I'll bet I could fix them for you if you have them ready, and I'll sew them and give them to you when you come home from school. How's
would
that?
You? Oh, swell. Thanks a lot, Miss Carter. I knew you'd do it.
You what?
Oh, well, I mean, I kind of figured you'd do it. Ma said she'd skin me if I asked you, but since you asked me, that makes it all right, don't it?
Oh, sure, Spud. That makes everything fine.
Found out what Spud's done this morning, Miss Carter. I brought him down to apologize.
Oh, jeepers,
why, Ma. There's nothing to apologize for, Mrs. Hackett.
See, Ma, I told you.
You apologize, Spud Hackett, and do it quick.
I'm sorry, Miss Carter.
It's all right, Spud. I'm glad to fix the trunks for him, Mrs. Hackett.
Well, it ain't right. I got a good notion to tell Dr. Bradley about this.
Oh, Ma, please don't tell Doc.
Spud.
I'm sorry, Dr. Bradley.
You be more respectful when you speak of the Reverend.
Oh, is Dr. Bradley your minister, Mrs. Hackett?
Yes, and a mighty fine one, too.
He sure is. It's him who's given us kids our boxing lessons.
Really? Oh, boxing seems a funny thing for a minister to teach.
Why? We're going to fight anyhow, like Doc says.
Bud.
Like Dr. Bradley says. So he teaches us to fight fair.
He sounds like a very smart man.
Oh, he is, Ms. Carter. And a busy one, too. Running around all day, doing things to make this neighborhood a better place and helping folks out when they need help.
He's an okay Joe, all right.
Spud, will you be a little more respectful?
You know, I think you've given me an idea.
And so when Jim came home that night, he found Sally bending over the boxing trunks with Spud in close attendance.
What's going on here?
I'm fixing Spud's boxing trunks for him, Jim.
Yeah, look at him, Mr. Carter. Ain't they snazzy?
Oh, very snazzy, Spud. So, you're a boxer?
Sure. Doc Bradley's getting all those kids in shape for the kid gloves matches.
Kid gloves? Oh, I say, that's pretty good.
All the boys' clubs are in it, darling. Maybe you could give Spud a few good pointers, Jim.
Oh, no, Mrs. Carter. Doc's such a good coach, and, well, I just don't think I need to be taking pointers from somebody else.
Oh, but Jim's a good boxer, Spud. Well, he was heavyweight champion of his college.
Oh, welterweight there, but, well, it wasn't much.
Gee, a real champ? Say, I'd like to see you and Doc mix it up sometime.
I'll bet Jim could show all of you a thing or two.
Yeah, and it might be a pretty good thing for the kids to watch a couple of experienced boxers work up. I tell you what, Spud, you fix it up for a match sometime this week. And tell the doc to bring along his medicine kit. He'll need it for himself.
Medicine kit? Oh, Mr. Carter, he...
Well, Jim was just kidding, Spud. You hurry along now and get that match arranged.
Jim, Spud's here.
Coming.
Hi, Mr. Carter. All set for the big fight?
Why, Spud's all loitered a bum. Come on, Sally. Give the champ a goodbye kiss.
Now, Jim. But do be careful now, darling.
Careful? About what? Oh, this guy will be a pushover. Come on, kid. Let's put the show on the road.
Well, here we go. This idea of yours, Sally Carter, is either going to be a terrific success, or it's going to be one grand flop. Did you get in very late last night, darling? I fell asleep.
What? Oh, yeah, I was kind of late. I didn't want to wake you.
That's a bad-looking bruise on your cheek. Want me to put something on it?
Oh, this? Oh, no, it's nothing. You ought to see the other guy.
Pretty good boxer, wasn't he?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
More coffee?
Thanks.
Like him?
Who? Oh, Doc Bradley?
Yes.
Yeah. He's quite a guy, Sally. Quite a guy.
Going down to the boys' club again?
Maybe. I don't know yet.
Jim, you sound as though you had something on your mind.
Oh, I have, baby. Plenty.
Want to tell me?
No, not yet, honey. I've got a lot of thinking to do.
Such a good idea about Mr. Carter going to the boys' club the other night.
Why, Spuds? What makes you think that?
Well, golly, Doc Bradley almost beat the socks off Mr. Carter.
Oh, really?
Well, they were pretty closely matched.
I sort of guessed that's what had happened, Spuds. But I wouldn't worry about it if I were you.
Oh, that ain't what worries me. Mr. Carter was an awful good scout about it, but...
But what, Spuds?
Well, I think we should have told him ahead of time that Doc Bradley was a minister.
Oh, I guess I did forget to mention it to him, but I don't think that makes any difference.
I ain't so sure, Miss Carter. He didn't find out until the whole thing was over and we were on our way home.
Oh, I suppose he was surprised.
Well, at first he was surprised, but then I think he got mad or something, because he turned right around and went back.
He did?
Yeah. I had to come home alone.
This morning, Miss Carter?
Fine, Mrs. Hackett. Just fine.
That's good. I was a little worried.
Worried? About me?
Yes. I don't mean to pry now, mind you, but I couldn't help noticing that Mr. Carter's been getting home pretty late these nights. I hope him going to the boys' club with Spud didn't cause any trouble between you.
Oh no. I should say not.
Well, just been kind of wondering, of course, if everything's all right.
We'll return to Jim and Sally in less than a minute. But first, a bit of good news for all of you who are expecting a blessed event. Mary Lee Taylor has, for each one of you, a gift copy of the valuable 64-page book called Your Baby. To get yours, just send a postcard with your name and address and the words baby book to Mary Lee Taylor, care of the station to which you are listening, and you'll receive this beautiful book that contains many attractive baby pictures. And most important, a wealth of information about the care and training of a baby, all approved by a well-known doctor. I'm sure this book will be as big a help to you as it is to the millions of young mothers who are now using it. So send for it today. And now, back to Jim and Sally Carter.
I've been sitting home all week. How about taking me to a movie? There's a good one at the Strand.
Well, I'm kind of tired.
Oh, come on, darling. It's Saturday night. You can sleep late tomorrow.
That's just it, baby. I'd kind of like to get up early tomorrow morning.
You? Get up early on Sunday morning? Oh, pinch me. I'm dreaming.
Okay, laugh if you want to. Gosh, Sally, haven't you even wondered what I've been doing all these nights I've been going out?
Why, no. I trust you, darling. You said it was business.
Well, it was, sort of. You know that boys' club of Spud's?
Yes.
Do you know that's run by the church?
Oh, is it? Really?
And do you know that down at the parish house, there's a thing called planned playtime, a free nursery school run by a bunch of the mothers?
My, I have to remember that. But, Jim, about
upstairs in the parish house,
They've got classes for grown-ups, and there's a recreation room for young people.
Jim Carter, what in the world have you been doing? Making a survey?
Well, yes. Sort of. You see, that night I went to the boys' club with Spuds, I found out a few things about Doc Bradley. Along with the fact that he fights like a champ. And we got to be pretty good friends.
Jim, I think that's grand. But as I said a few minutes ago, it's Saturday night, and I've been home all week, and there is a good movie at the Strand.
And we can go to a movie any night in the week. But we can only go to church service on Sunday.
Why, Jim, you mean you want us to go to church tomorrow?
Well, I think we ought to start going to church again.
But don't you find that Sunday morning's such a wonderful morning to sleep?
Now, Sally, I think we sort of owe it to ourselves. We'll be a family soon, and church is an important part of family life.
Well, maybe you're right, Jim.
You bet I'm right. I think you'll like it, honey.
Why, yes. Yes, I think I will.
Dropping in on Jim and Sally Carter again next week. But right now, let's hurry back to Mary Lee Taylor's friendly kitchen and find out more about that super-duper main dish called spaghetti with dried beef sauce.
And before we get into the how you make it department, let me remind you that the recipe for this delicious, easy-to-fix main dish is one of dozens included in the booklet called Time-Saving Recipes. Send for it today, won't you? Just address your request to me, Mary Lee Taylor, care of the station to which you are listening, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And if you want the valuable 64-page Pet Milk baby book I told you about a few minutes ago, just add the word baby book to the card you send in for the recipe book.
And now about today's meal, which costs less than $2.
That I'm interested in, ma'am. When you talk about a complete meal for four people for less than $2, well, speaking as a guy who's just paid his income tax, them's mighty welcome words.
Actually, Dale, this meal will cost only $1.91 in most markets, or about 48 cents a person. Besides our main dish, you serve chopped spinach.
Good thing I like spinach. What else?
A fresh grapefruit salad on lettuce with special mayonnaise.
Special mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I remember seeing that recipe for time-saving pet mayonnaise in your new cookbook?
You certainly do, Dale. Then, for man-sized appetites like yours, rye bread and butter spread.
Yep, rye bread with spaghetti. That's always right.
And for dessert, gingerbread with whipped lemon topping and, of course, coffee.
You know, Mary Lee, just looking over that lineup, I'd say it would feed four of the hungriest people I know, and all for less than $2.
I'll let you in on a small secret, Dale. If you check that meal plan again, you'll notice four special ways to save money when you use pet milk.
Let's see now, Why, bless my sponsor, so there are. There's the butter spread. Pet Milk makes almost a pound of that butter spread out of just half a pound of butter.
And Pet Milk instead of egg in the mayonnaise. And Pet Milk instead of whipping cream in the whipped lemon topping for the gingerbread dessert.
And Pet Milk in the coffee. No wonder our smart Mrs. Homemaker can drop plenty of extra pennies in her piggy bank every time she uses Pet Milk. Believe me, those pennies saved by using Pet Milk count up. You see, Pet Milk is good, sweet, whole milk concentrated to double richness. So, of course, you can use Pet Milk in so many more ways than ordinary milk. And now, how about that recipe for spaghetti with dried beef sauce, Mary Lee? Is that a money saver as well as a time saver?
It certainly is, Dale, because you need only 1/4 of a pound of meat for this main dish. And you can use any one of a number of different meats or even leftovers. I'll tell you more about that later. Ready for the recipe, Dale?
All set with pencil in hand, Mary Lee. Fire away.
All right. First, cook slowly until the edges are brown. 1 cup of shredded dried beef. That's just 1/4 pound.
Okay. Cook slowly until edges are brown. 1 cup shredded dried beef. Mm-hmm.
In 3 tablespoons of hot shortening.
In 3 tablespoons spoons, hot shortening. All right, then what?
Sprinkle over the beef and blend in 3 tablespoons flour.
Sprinkle over beef and blend in
3 tablespoons flour.
Oh, 3 tablespoons flour. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
1/2 teaspoon dry mustard.
1/2 teaspoon dry mustard. Wow, that sounds good.
And 1/8 teaspoon pepper.
1/8 teaspoon pepper. Okay, Mary Lee.
Now, stir in and boil 2 minutes 1 cup of water.
Stir in and boil 2 minutes 1 cup water. Okay, keep it going.
Add 4 cups cooked spaghetti.
Add 4 cups cooked spaghetti. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yes. Also add 1 cup pet milk.
1 cup pet milk. Ah, now we're really getting somewhere.
And 1 cup diced American cheese.
1 cup diced American cheese. Mm-hmm. That all?
And 2 tablespoons of finely cut parsley.
2 tablespoons finely cut parsley. Mm-hmm. What next, Mary Lee?
Heat and stir until the cheese melts. And there you are. And that makes 4 servings.
Heat and stir until cheese melts. Say, that sounds good enough to ladle up right now. But didn't you say something about fixing it ahead of time?
Yes, Dale, I did. When company's coming, or when Mother wants to go out for a day's shopping, this spaghetti dish can be completely prepared hours ahead and put away to chill. Then it can be reheated over boiling water in just a few minutes before serving. Here's another tip. The dried beef you use just might be too salty. So I suggest that you taste it first. And if it's too salty, rinse it in boiling water and then dry it on a towel before putting it in the hot shortening.
Did you say dry the beef with a towel?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I know meat's expensive, but since when must it be treated so tenderly?
Well, it isn't a case of tender treatment, Dell. It's simply a tip to inexperienced cooks to get all the water off the beef. Hot fat has a habit of popping up when it comes in contact with water. And little drops of water on the beef might result in unnecessary burns.
Oh, sure. I should have thought of that.
By the way, you can substitute diced bologna, lunch meat, cooked smoked tongue, or ham for the dried beef in this recipe if you add 1/2 teaspoon of salt to the flour mixture. You can also use macaroni in place of the spaghetti. And you can substitute finely cut chives for the parsley.
But there's one ingredient there's no substitute for, Mary Lee, and that's the pet milk in that fine spaghetti sauce. Pet milk gives that sauce a richness of flavor you just can't get with any other form of milk. And when it comes to wholesomeness, well, that 1 cup of pet milk actually puts into your sauce more whole milk substances than you'd get in 2 cups of ordinary whole milk. Yes, pet milk is literally concentrated to double richness. Remember, too, it's always a time saver to keep several cans of pet milk on your pantry shelf, ready to use in any recipe that calls for milk. And a money saver, because pet milk costs less, generally, than any other form of milk.
Maybe we sound like a lot of clock watchers in our kitchen, Dell, but here's another suggestion for a hurry-up meal. If you have any spaghetti with dried beef sauce left over, you'll find it's particularly delicious in stuffed green peppers. All you do is to split the peppers lengthwise, take out the seeds and white membrane, and cook the peppers in salted boiling water for 5 minutes. Then they're all ready to be filled with the spaghetti mixture and baked in a moderate oven for just about 10 minutes.
Well, Mary Lee, I'd say you certainly lived up to your promise to save time and money for our homemakers, as usual.
There's only one other suggestion I'd like to make, and that is to send for a free copy of our new time-saving recipes right away. This newest collection of recipes includes the one for spaghetti with dried beef sauce, as well as the special pet mayonnaise, the butter spread, and the whipped lemon topping, which were mentioned in today's meal plan. You can get your free copy of time-saving recipes by writing to me, Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
Remember, too, that your favorite grocery store has some of Mary Lee Taylor's pet recipes in a handy take-home folder. Pick up one of these folders the next time you shop for groceries. And now, before Mary Lee gives you today's recipe for happiness, may we remind you that tonight, Vic Damone will be singing the songs you always want to hear again on The Pet Milk Show, with that new microphone star, Kay Armon, along with the Serenaders and Gus Henschen and his Pet Milk Orchestra. So listen tonight to Vic Damone and Company over most of these same NBC stations.
And be with us next Saturday morning for another story about Jim and Sally Carter and the recipe of the week for a wonderful, low-cost, meatless main dish that is almost a meal in itself.
And now, today's recipe for happiness.
Yesterday is only a memory, and tomorrow is only a dream. But today, well lived, makes every tomorrow brighter and better. And now until next week, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk. The Mary Lee Taylor program is directed by Al Chance. Next week, the Campfire Girls celebrate their birthday week by serving in veterans' hospitals, planning welcome parties for new Americans, carrying out other good citizenship projects. Their slogan, Make Mine Democracy. Happy birthday, Campfire Girls. Del King speaking. And now for a brief word.
Billy, you know something?
No, Heinrich. What?
This is NBC.